crazy was that whole experience for you, being in Indiana, preparing for a game, and suddenly hearing, yeah, you're not going to be playing?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, especially, you know, at this level, even with the weather and stuff being as bad as it is, usually still play, but, you know, stuff happens, and, you know, we're focused on Wisconsin now.
How easy was it to just shake it off and, oh, well, we don't play, and then go back home and not worry about it?
I mean, it wasn't easy, especially because we had a shoot around and we were prepared for Indiana, and, you know, we were obviously there, and just to go there for, you know, no reason was kind of hard, but, you know, like I said, we're focused on Wisconsin now, and then, you know, we'll play Indiana later on.
Anything crazy or funny happened while you guys were waiting? Anyone tell any good stories?
I just remember I was taking a nap, and Gabe called me, and knowing Gabe, you know, he's a jokester and always goofs around, and told me the game was canceled, and I kind of woke up, and I was mad at him that he woke me up, but, you know, I didn't believe him at first, so that was kind of funny.
How do you guys prepare, I guess, mentally? I mean, this is, I don't think anybody can remember the last time a major conference team in February played once in 2 weeks. I mean, what's that challenge like?
You know, it's not really a challenge, you know, because we've been practicing, and, you know, we just have to take each game day by day, and, you know, something, let a speed bump hit us in the road, and, you know, adversity is a key thing for us, and, you know, we have to overcome it, but, you know, we're a mature group of guys, and, you know, obviously we have 4 games in 8 days, and, you know, I think we'll handle it the right way.
You know, the bench has been very valuable in almost every game this year, and now do you feel like your value is going to increase because you guys are playing so many games in quick order that you guys are really going to have to contribute off the bench?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, every key win we've had, you know, obviously our bench has to step it up and, you know, obviously help the starters out. But, you know, I think we're playing really good ball. And, you know, when our bench is coming in and making an impact, that's when we're even better.
How easy was it, or how quickly did you guys turn to Wisconsin?
You know, we did right when we left Indiana. You know, that was the next game. We knew we weren't playing Indiana, and you know, like I said, we're focused on Wisconsin now, and we'll worry about Indiana, you know, whenever we play them.
I know there's that one game at a time mantra, but when you see that this is the next game coming up, how much did that, like, really kind of up your ante as far as your interest in wanting to get ready?
For Indiana?
For Wisconsin.
You know, it was exciting, especially because, you know, we all knew what happened there last time, and, you know, they got us, and you know, they did last year, and we came with the right mindset last year, and, you know, we killed them here at home, and, you know, we just got to have the right mentality and come out tomorrow night. Tomorrow at 11. It's not a night game.
So there's always a lot of starch in this rivalry for a lot of reasons. I mean, your teammate just, you know, the series is tied 79-79. I mean, what makes it so unique, interesting, highly competitive?
You know, it's the Big Ten. You know, and obviously Wisconsin and Iowa are connected to each other, and they've had good teams, and it's a good program for each school. And, you know, it makes it special with Jared, you know, going to Wisconsin and transferring back here, and, you know, Ben Brust committing to Iowa and transferring to Wisconsin, and it just makes it fun.